The municipal repair crew is hard at work, and garbage is collected as usual. Fortunately, this traffic light still works, but so does the meter maid handing out $5 parking tickets. Is the shutdown felt at all in Chestertown, seat of a county in rural Maryland?
No, not here in Kent County. We're in the backwoods, and takes a long time for something to affect in both ways.
Monuments may be closed in Washington, but here public services are funded by local governments and other sources. Life goes on as before in this historic town that's just about an hour and a half's drive from the nation's capital. But people are worried about the shutdown. Marjorie Adams is moving her ladies' clothing shop to a prime new location. She says October is normally a busy time here.
Lots of festivals and all kinds of activities that would bring people from the Washington-Baltimore area. And if they've lost their job, they're not going to come.
And even a few people who live here have been furloughed, including Becky Lepter's husband.
We're okay. We have a savings, so we've put away some money for something like this. But I do know people that haven't and that are struggling and are already struggling, and we're worried about paychecks.
Chestertown's population is around 5,000, and it's mostly a peaceful place. But Police Chief Adrian Baker says some programs that help keep the mentally ill off the streets have already lost funding.
If there was a long-term shutdown, I imagine that lack of attention would ultimately trickle into some crime and relationships with the police that we wouldn't otherwise have.
This former colonial boomtown has been through hard times before, and its residents do feel their well-being now depends on Washington. Well, maybe not all of them. Jerome Sokolowski, VOA News, Chestertown, Maryland.